Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Ketholeno. The ninth session of the 14th Nagaland Legislative Assembly will commence today with a wide-ranging legislative agenda that include the Frontier Nagaland Territorial Authority FNTA Bill 2026, government bills and discussions on the Foreign Contribution Regulation Act. On the first day of the session, Speaker Sheringan Longcomer will make an obituary reference to the passing away of former Assembly Member G. Kugavi, followed by question hour. The Secretary of the Nagaland Legislative Assembly Secretariat will report the assent of several bills, including the Nagaland Town and Country Planning Fifth Amendment Bill 2025, the Nagaland Shops and Establishment First Amendment Bill 2025, the Nagaland Appropriation Bills Numbers 1, 2, 3 and 4 of 2026 and the Nagaland John Vishwas Amendment of Provisions Bill 2026. Deputy Chief Minister Y. Patton will move a motion for withdrawal of the Frontier Nagaland Territorial Authority Bill 2026, which was introduced in the Assembly on March 26 this year. He will subsequently introduce the revised FNTA Bill 2026. Chief Minister Nipuria will introduce four government bills, the Nagaland Goods and Services Tax 11th Amendment Bill 2026, the Nagaland Goods and Services Tax 12th Amendment Bill 2026, the Nagaland Town and Country Planning 6th Amendment Bill 2026, and the Nagaland Right to Public Services Bill 2026. Health Minister P. Paiwang Konyak will introduce the Nagaland Paramedical Council Repeal Bill 2026. The House will also take up various Assembly Committee reports, Controller and Auditor General reports for 2021 and 22, and 2022-23, besides annual administrative reports. Meanwhile, the Assembly is scheduled to discuss the issue pertaining to the Foreign Contribution Regulation Act 2010. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday attended the opening ceremony of the World Nomad Games in the Kyrgyz capital Bishkek alongside a host of visiting SCO leaders, including Russian President Vladimir Putin and Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian. The biennial event celebrates the rich sporting traditions, culture and heritage of nomadic civilizations, bringing together countries in a vibrant celebration of their shared culture. Athletes from more than 100 countries are taking part in the games, while the Indian contingent comprises 87 members, including 73 sportspersons and 10 members showcasing Indian heritage. Two food business operators, FBOs in Nagaland, have been convicted under the Food Safety and Standards Act 2006, with both cases resulting in simple imprisonment and a fine of 1 lakh rupees each. The Directorate of Health and Family Welfare Food Safety said the Chief Judicial Magistrate, CJM Court Dimapur, on August 4, 2026, convicted a defaulting food business operator under the provisions of the Food Safety and Standards Act and sentenced the accused to simple imprisonment along with a fine of 1 lakh rupees. A similar conviction was also recorded earlier this year on March 16 in the court of the CJM Mokokchun. The department stated that the two judgments mark another landmark step towards strengthening the enforcement mechanism for food safety regulations across Nagaland. It said multiple food safety cases are presently undergoing trial before CJM courts and adjudicating officers in various districts of the state. The Directorate of Health and Family Welfare said it remains committed to monitoring the quality, hygiene and safety of food products sold across the districts and will continue to take stringent legal action against violations of the Food Safety and Standards Act 2006. And a Sikkim delegation is on a two-day visit to Nagaland to study the implementation of the Nagaland Chief Minister's Health Insurance Scheme, CMHIS. The delegation, led by Secretary to the Sikkim Chief Minister Karma Nbutia, paid a courtesy call on the Nagaland Development Commissioner Y.K. Khetosema at the Civil Secretariat in Kohima yesterday. Interacting with the visiting team, Mr. Sema highlighted the evolution of CMHIS, including improvements in reimbursement rates and expansion of the empaneled hospital network. He said over 70 hospitals across the country are currently empaneled under the scheme, with around 64,000 beneficiaries registered and approximately 252 crore rupees spent on treatment over nearly 4 years. Mr. Bhutia said Sikkim intends to adopt Nagaland's model and sought technical guidance and continued cooperation from the state government. The delegation will also hold discussions with the planning and health departments and other concerned departments and visit selected institutions to study CMHIS and other development initiatives. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.